Feels better in here, huh? A little cooler?
Is it?
No, sorry.
No. Why'd you bring it up? Well, this next song really should embolden all of us to enjoy the heat a little bit more. Because it really takes place in a swampy, forested, hot setting, and so really this is very appropriate. Are any of you fans of old-time murder ballads? Me too. I especially like them when I'm having a bad day. Have you ever done that? You just listen to like a lot of old-time murder ballads when you're having a bad day. And it really puts everything in perspective. It's like, well, at least I'm not hanging from a tree or drowning in a river or have a pen knife in my eyeball. It's really very uplifting.
Well, for me, when I hear that Abby's started listening to the old-time murder ballads, I know it's an excellent time to head down to the basement and do some banjo maintenance work. And that's when I do important jobs, things I've left for a while, like flossing my frets or putting drops of 3-in-1 oil in my Keith Scruggs tuners.
There was one day when I was listening to a lot of old-time murder ballads, and for some reason, they weren't cheering me up.
Sometimes when I'm down there, I'll polish my sprockets a little bit.
And I realized as I listened to all the old-time murder ballads that it's always the woman who gets killed.
Sometimes I get out a small Phillips head screwdriver. I just look at it.
I know I had to write a song where the woman doesn't die. So this song is a song of revenge, and it is dedicated to all the women who have died in all of the murder ballads throughout history.